I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 16th. Days after a student walkout at Quincy High School, officials held a sit-down with parents looking for answers. The school came under fire after a racially charged video made by a student at the school was shared on social media. A fight broke out inside the building last week when a black student confronted the white student who made it. Days later, students walked out of class and called for more answers from their school's administration. At the meeting last night, some protested again as parents went inside with school officials. For some, the meeting fell short of expectations. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, who led the forum and who was outside during the walkout on Friday, said the meeting was about hearing the parents' concerns. Mulvey said they'll use the information to make immediate responses to help correct and make the environment and culture in the Quincy Public Schools much better for students and work to the extent possible to end racism in the Quincy Public Schools. Mulvey said the meeting was just one of many more to come. High school students in Braintree walked out of the classroom yesterday morning. Students walked 10 minutes to rally in front of Town Hall to protest an alleged racist incident at Braintree High. The incident came to light over the weekend. Students said it was an online video that showed a student using the N-word. They said the video is the tipping point of a persistent culture of racist incidents that have occurred in Braintree High. According to the students, the district and school leaders have not done enough to address the issue. Braintree High administrators said about 300 students initially left the building for a peaceful protest. They walked to Five Corners and were escorted by school administrators and police. Students spoke and held signs. When that rally concluded, most students returned to the school. Some continued on to Town Hall. Protest comes on the heels of a walkout that took place at Quincy High. Students there protested a video a student made a year ago using racist and hateful language. The video triggered a fight in the school between the student who made the video and someone who confronted them, which was also caught on camera. Two other videos using hate speech also circulated. Well, there have been some changes to a proposed new apartment complex on C Street in Quincy. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy says the proposed new building that would replace the former Imperial Terrace restaurant will sit further back from C Street. McCarthy also says the number of units has been reduced from 24 to 21, eliminating 85% of the proposed fourth floor of the building. McCarthy also says the parking plan now complies with city regulations and the facade of the proposed building is being redesigned. City Solicitor Jim Timmons purchased the property with his brother for $1.35 million and is proposing the new residential building. The proposal needs zoning board approval, and a meeting is scheduled for November 23rd. McCarthy says he'll hold a neighborhood meeting on the plan tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Coddington Building. A proposal for a new development in Wollaston Center will be discussed during a public meeting this week. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan and at-large Councilor Nina Liang are co-hosting the virtual meeting Thursday at 7 o'clock over Zoom. A developer wants to redevelop the properties at 21 to 29 Beale Street, 31 Beale Street, 51 to 55 Cushing Street, and 65 to 67 Chapman Street. Properties include the entire block of storefronts on Beale Street from Chapman to Cushing, along with two four-family houses behind the retail sites. The plan includes the removal of the existing buildings on Beale Street and the four-family houses, and the construction of a new four- to six-story building with 80 apartments, six ground-level retail sites, and a two-story parking garage in the rear of the site. Wider sidewalks are also part of the plan. The proposal does require approval from planning and zoning boards. Two members of Mayor Thomas Koch's administration have announced their intentions to retire. Thomas Crane Library Director Megan Allen will step down next year, and Veterans Services Director George Nicholson has also said he will retire. Allen has been library director since 2013 and joined the library as an assistant director in 2004. She lives in Medford and says she will retire next spring. Nicholson was appointed Veteran Services Director in 2014. He lives in Randolph and has 35 years experience dealing with veterans issues. Nicholson is also an Air Force veteran. It is unclear when he plans to step down. Police in Quincy have located an elderly man who was reported missing yesterday. 72-year-old Jose Silva returned home safe early this morning, according to a tweet from the Quincy police. Silva was reported missing from the area of Blue Hill Avenue in Mattapan. There were no additional details available. The Coast Guard has launched a search for a possible missing person in the water off Nantasket Beach in Hull. Crews began searching the water off the beach at about 10 o'clock last night after receiving a report of a potential person in the water, according to the Coast Guard's Northeast Sector. A single Coast Guard boat continued to search the area overnight. Additional crews are expected to assist in the search today. No additional details were immediately available. That fisherman found floating in Plymouth Harbor on Sunday afternoon has died. Plymouth Harbor Master Chad Hunter said crews noticed a fishing boat that ran aground and notified the Coast Guard at about 1 p.m. The Cape Cod Air Wing assisted the Coast Guard in the search for the fisherman, and a helicopter spotted a man floating in the water. Crews took the man's body to shore, but he did not survive. He has now been identified as Michael Furlong, a longtime commercial lobsterman. A five-hour police standoff in Holbrook ended peacefully yesterday afternoon. Holbrook police said they showed up to a home along Union Street to serve an arrest warrant at about 11 a.m. When they attempted to arrest 31-year-old Noah Hennessy, he barricaded himself inside the home. A SWAT response team, as well as the Holbrook Fire and Police Departments, took over Union Street. At one point, multiple officers were seen climbing into the third floor of the multifamily home using a fire truck ladder. Drones were also seen flying in and around the area. The man they were attempting to arrest barricaded himself inside the home for nearly 5 hours before he was seen in a black hoodie and a gray cap being placed in handcuffs. A female in the home was able to escape unharmed out a back window before Hennessy was taken into custody. Police said Hennessy was arrested and charged with kidnapping and resisting arrest. He was wanted on 6 outstanding warrants from Plymouth and Norfolk counties. He'll be arraigned today in Quincy District Court. Boston Mayor-elect Michelle Wu will be sworn in today at City Hall. Wu is a former city councilor and the first woman and person of color to be elected to Boston's top job. Among some of her first decisions for Wu will be where to house the people being removed from tents at the intersection of Mass and Cass, and hiring a permanent police commissioner. Last week, Wu named Dr. Monica Burrell as the new cabinet-level senior advisor to address the intersecting crises of substance use disorder, mental health, public safety, and homelessness at Mass and Cass. Wu was first elected to the Boston City Council in November of 2013 at the age of 28, becoming the first Asian American woman to serve on the council. She was unanimously chosen by her colleagues to serve as president of the City Council in January of 2016, becoming the first woman of color to serve as council president, a role she held for 2 years. She was born and raised in Chicago and is a graduate of Harvard College and Harvard Law School. President Joe Biden and his family will resume a tradition of spending Thanksgiving on Nantucket. It is not known yet when exactly the Bidens will travel to the island or where they will stay. The Bidens have been staying at different rental properties on Nantucket. Since 1975, Biden did not travel to Nantucket last Thanksgiving after winning the election due to the pandemic. The president will be in Woodstock, New Hampshire today to promote his $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Check of business news, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 12 points. The NASDAQ sank 7. The S&P was off just a fraction. Asian markets are higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $81 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Cavaliers 98-92. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, breezy, and cool, high 48. Clear and cold tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny at a high 49. Partly sunny Thursday with a major warm-up. High Thursday, upper 60s. Cooling right back down on Friday, partly cloudy, high 48. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. West winds gusting to 25 knots and a high tide at 9:11 a.m. Sunrise at 6:36 and set at 4:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, November 16th.